Cybercriminals are finding new ways to infiltrate trusted platforms. Steam just removed a game loaded with malware, tricking players into downloading malicious files. Meanwhile, romance scammers are using pre-written scripts to defraud victims, and the Australian Federal Police have exposed their tactics. Plus, we'll discuss four ways you can bring cybersecurity awareness into your business and community. Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. I'm Lee Kefford. Let's dive in. First up, the popular gaming platform Steam has removed a game called Pirate Fi after discovering it contained malware. Players who downloaded and launched the game were warned that malicious files might have been executed on their systems. Valve, the company behind Steam, has urged affected users to run a full system antivirus scan and consider reformatting their operating systems to ensure all malicious software is removed. This incident highlights the importance of vigilance when downloading and installing software, even from reputable platforms. Cybercriminals are continually finding new ways to infiltrate systems, and this serves as a reminder to always verify the credibility of software and developers.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Implement strict download policies. Ensure that all software installations are approved and sourced from verified developers. Educate employees. Regularly train staff about the risks of downloading unverified software and the potential consequences. Maintain robust antivirus solutions. Keep security software up to date to detect and prevent malware infections. In another development, the Australian Federal Police, AFP, have released a script used by romance scammers to defraud victims. This script was recovered from a large-scale scam operation in the Philippines, dismantled in November 2024 during Operation Firestorm. The scammers posed as individuals seeking romantic relationships to build trust and eventually deceive victims into transferring funds. Romance scams are particularly insidious, preying on individuals' emotions and trust. For businesses, especially those with employees who might use company devices for personal activities, it's crucial to be aware of such threats.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Implement clear usage policies. Define acceptable use of company devices and networks, discouraging personal activities that could introduce risks. Provide awareness training. Educate employees about common scam tactics, emphasizing the importance of separating personal and professional device usage. Monitor network activity. Utilize security tools to detect unusual activities that might indicate a compromised device. Finally, fostering a culture of cybersecurity within your community can significantly enhance overall security posture. Engaging in mentorship initiatives, focusing on educating the next generation, and creating ambassador programs are effective strategies. For instance, launching mentorship programs can help guide individuals interested in cybersecurity careers, while ambassador programs can empower community members to promote safe online practices.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
To integrate cybersecurity into your community, launch mentorship programs. Partner experienced professionals with those new to the field to share knowledge and best practices. Engage with educational institutions. Collaborate with schools to introduce cybersecurity concepts early, preparing students for future challenges. Develop ambassador initiatives. Encourage community members to advocate for cybersecurity awareness, creating a ripple effect of informed individuals. That's a wrap for today's episode. Want more cybersecurity insights? Head over to sittingduck.com.au for show notes, resources, and the latest updates. Thinking about your business security? Here's what to do next. Book your free Empower Systems assessment to uncover vulnerabilities and learn how to strengthen your defenses. Listen to my audiobook, Sitting Duck, The Phone Call You Don't Want to Receive, a real-world look at business email compromise. Available now on Spotify and leading audiobook platforms.